Today, it's hard to imagine the metro area without the distinct identities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, but that wasn't always the plan. In his new book, Becoming Twin Cities, Swindles, Schemes, and Enduring Rivalries, author Drew M. Ross explores the ambitious and sometimes controversial efforts to merge the two cities into one.
The earliest I find them talking about uniting them is about 1872, and that's when St. Anthony merged with Minneapolis, and people kind of jumped on that and just said, let's keep going, let's put St. Paul in there with that, and they were just a little too far apart to do it at that time.
Ross says big feuds like where the state fair should be located kept the two divided.
The same thing goes with the Capitol building. They're absolutely trying to move it around, and there's a lot of, back then, there was even more importance on being the capital city, and Minneapolis very much wanted to be the capital city.
However, politics played a major role in squashing that plan.
The state legislature passes a law that says the new capital building needs to be within 3/4 of a mile of the old one. And the old one at that time was basically where the history theater is today.
Ross says the push to unite Minneapolis and St. Paul peaked around the late 1880s. His book is published by the Minnesota Historical Society Press. With this Minnesota Minute, I'm Tasha Radel.